Ko taku hoa in nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who is here to talk about business. Nona, the economy's been running much hotter than expectations, but, you know, that was before the current lockdown. So how are the numbers looking?
Yeah, so in the June quarter, so they're historic numbers. We're here and it's in September already. But in the June quarter, the economy expanded by 2.8%. Which is roughly twice what the financial markets were expecting. And think about this, the Reserve Bank was only picking it to grow by 0.7%. So 2.8% in a quarter is huge. And that translates to something like 5.1% as an annual inflation number. Big numbers for sure, but that's not expected to be repeated in the September quarter. The expectations are that we're going to see quite a hit because of the lockdown, so a drop of 7.8% is anticipated, and then a rebound in the fourth quarter. That's the last 3 months of the year. So it'll be interesting times. What you can make from these numbers is that there was a lot of growth, export dollars earned, and that was primarily because of the tourists that arrived from Australia. And of course, they're not here either.
Nona, well, I suppose in the good news section, maybe for business, there's been a sharp increase in aluminium prices, which could change the outlook for TY Point Smelter. How so?
Yeah, so Forsyth Barr has done some interesting research here. And so aluminium prices were US$1,500 a ton in March 2020. So now they've soared to $4,000, that's New Zealand dollars, a ton. And that's the highest price they've been above that 4,000 mark since 2008. And Forsyth Barr says the prices are so high and likely to remain high. And that's probably, well, partly because China has decided to cap aluminium production for environmental reasons. And that reinforces the view that TY could remain open beyond 2024, also for environmental reasons. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. But certainly there'll have to be some negotiation because the electricity deal that's in place would not extend beyond 2024. So the owner of the smelter would have to renegotiate with Meridian Energy and I guess its partners.
And what numbers have you got for us from the market today?
Look, just a slight drop of 20 points. So that's pretty good because the rest of the Asian market's looking a little bit sick anyhow. That was to 13,080. The New Zealand dollar is just at 71.1 US cents. It jumped a little bit on those GDP numbers, but it all kind of came back to where it started once people realized the September numbers weren't going to be that great. So 97.1 Australian and 51.4 pence.